stand and join in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please join with me in prayer. Good and gracious Holy God, we thank you so much that we, like the disciples and apostles later, are witnesses to your resurrection. And we thank you, Lord, for simply sending your Son, fully human, fully divine, to come to earth to bridge the gap between you and us, your creation. And we thank you that you sent this Son, your only Son, and that he died on the cross, but that is not the end of the story. So we give you thanks and praise this morning as we celebrate that tomb, that grave is empty, and that Jesus rose from the dead so that we might have eternal life, and that all of our sins may be forgiven forever and ever. Lord, there are those who are suffering this morning, and we would ask that you would be with them and give them comfort and peace. There are those who are mourning loss of loved ones. Help them to know that they have hope through the resurrection of Jesus. And God, as we go out from here with our families, help us to be mindful of those who have needs of any way, body, mind, or spirit. Help us to be like the apostles, to go out and to be fired up to share the love of Jesus with our neighbors in need. We pray for our church, for the ministries here, for our leaders. Help them to follow your wisdom and your voice and your Holy Spirit, that we all might be filled. And we ask that you would be with all of those who are in times of strife, in countries of strife, in governments, and even in homes of strife, that your peace might be able to enter all of those circumstances. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the meal which we are about to celebrate, and would ask that you would be present in it and help to remind us of all of the wonderful glory and the love that you have for each one of us. We thank you and we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.